The Vatican's delegate to Jerusalem, Archbishop Antonio Franco, yesterday announced he will not take part in this year's commemoration of the Shoah at the Holocaust Museum in Jerusalem. The Archbishop says the reason for what he described as a painful decision is the presence of a photo of Pope Pius XII, accompanied by a caption accusing the late Pope of having maintained an ambiguous silence over the fate of millions of Jews during the Second World War. Relator for Pope Pius XII's cause for beatification is Jesuit Father Peter Gumpel. He says the caption is historically untrue and seriously misleading.
I find it really scandalous to put up in this museum a picture of Pope Pius XII with an inscription from which it would result that he did do nothing with regard to the Jews. As a matter of fact, the most famous Jewish historian, Sir Martin Gilbert, English historian, has written repeatedly in defense of Pius XII, taking up a very clear position against all these undue attacks. And of course, there is plenty of evidence of the time of Pius XII and after his death that all kinds of political Israeli authorities, like the Prime Minister Moshe Sharet, Golda Meir, etc., etc., praised Pius XII. He is attacked, notwithstanding the fact that he saved not tens of thousands, but hundreds of thousands of Jews who were hidden here in Rome and in all countries where the Nazi persecution against the Jews existed. So what to say about this? In the face of all the historical documents that I have examined, in all kinds of archives, with a host of highly trained historians, my collaborators, we have come to the definitive conclusion that all these attacks against Pius XII are not justifiable, and it is difficult to understand how this could happen.